Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, speaking flower to power for 29 years and founded hempfest.org. I am also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly reefer radio rebellion where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement, and promote the green renaissance. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Keith Butler. Keith serves as chief innovator for OP Innovates. Despite the relatively recent emergence of the hemp oil industry, Keith is a 40-year industry veteran who's been working with cannabis within the natural healing profession to design health and wellness products since the early 1990s. Butler has joined forces with some of the brightest minds in the emerging sciences of cannabinoids and has co-formulated what he refers to as some of the most class-effective products available. Keith sits on the board of Pink House Charities, a veterans assistance cooperative. And as a founding member of OP Innovates, Keith is a self-proclaimed and lifelong hemp activist who has worked to promote the benefits of hemp since the early 1980s when efforts to legalize the plant began and through collaboration with some of the original cannabis rights activists. His passion for hemp was nurtured through extensive world travel across many continents, and Keith serves on the Hemp Industry Committee of the National Cannabis Industry Association, and he's joined me today to bring to you his depth of knowledge ranging from law and public speaking to manufacturing processes and international distribution. Welcome, Keith, to Cannabis Radio.
Wow. Thank you, Vivian. Nice to be here.
My pleasure, man. Good to have you. So you serve as OP Innovates' chief innovator. Can you just describe what OP Innovates does and what you do as its chief innovator?
I'd be glad to. So OP Innovates stands for, OP stands for our plant, our planet, and our people. And the OP team are dedicated to the plant itself. We live on both the cannabis and the hemp side, and we are infusing science into the cannabis and hemp world. OP has brought together an incredible team of people that includes the world's only Fulbright scholar on the subject of hemp, Annie Rouse, a 50-year veteran of the pharmaceutical industry, Dr. Jim Kane, myself, and a variety of awesome people from the medical and military world that help and advise us into the future of the science and technology of cannabinoids. So it's just beyond exciting, the team that we've been able to put together at OP. And we've created a few brands to start with. One of them is called Hemp Mellow, and another one of them is called Overcome. And we're moving forward in the science and technology of all cannabinoids, not just CBD, and in delivery methods along the lines of bioavailability and efficacy, and of course, pharmaceutical quality and grade. We've shifted the manufacturing platform to about as high a level as can be achieved in the supplement cannabinoid space. And we're super proud of what we've created. We're basically a white label and a custom manufacturer with our exclusive patent-pending technology. And we have our own unique brands showcasing that technology.
You know, Keith, I want to get
a synopsis.
Yeah. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of describe your brands. But first, you talk about hemp's power and potential to heal. Give us an idea. What can hemp heal and how does that power work?
Wow, that's like my most favorite thing in the world, I got to tell you. So it really is. So in my opinion, hemp can heal what we're all facing today. And I know that's a broad statement, but I'll lay it out as to how I see this. And I see the criminalization of nature itself, the removal of the plant itself, being it hemp or cannabis, from the food chain and from society. And in that loss for basically profit and patent, we used the mechanism of cannabis and hemp and used that as a tool to injure, hold down, just everything that's happened for this whole Black Lives Matter movement and many other races and all across the world, because of course we propagated this, I don't even know what to call it, this ring around the world of the natural plants which are here for humanity, not being available to humanity.
It's really a war against the natural world that we have going on almost every level.
Totally, 100%. And I'm behind whole plant medicine, that the key to life was already here for us. And when that was removed from our food chain and our ability to use, and it was replaced with pharmaceuticals, many things changed. Now, hemp itself doesn't really heal anything. What it has is the components that allow your body to heal itself. And that's the magic that no one wants us to have. Hemp and cannabis contain cannabinoids and many other components, flavonoids and terpenes, which activate systems in the body to release chemicals and processes to bring our body into stasis. So that alone is the most dangerous thing in the world, just as Reagan said, because that brings balance to people. And it works on both and all the mind, body, and soul. And I know from personal experience and decades of use and knowing people who use the plant that we have a more balanced life. And this as a whole, the regenerative properties, the new things we're finding out every day about all the different things that cannabinoids can affect in the endocannabinoid system and all the processes in the body, it's beyond incredible. And then move that into the food and fuel and fiber realms and move those products out, and we start eliminating the plastics in the oceans and toxicity and so many things, greenhouse gases, all things start to change. So when I say hemp can heal, I mean it can. It can really heal. But we have to adopt it as a planet and just forget about this ancient history of the drug war, because it was really a war against the people, not against the drug. It was to stop dissension and have a tool to shut down people who were against the policies of wars and the government. And we now know better. The internet gave us those tools. So...
And as we know, the drug war is a war against just the drugs that they're not promoting, right? I mean, we're drowning in drugs, and you know, I, Keith, connect with your criminalization of nature, because from everything from big agriculture to our reliance on pharmaceuticals down to energy policy and even our construction practices, we have a war on natural resources going on here. On every
everything.
Level. And it's killing our planet. It's killing our environment, right?
Yes,
it's killing everything, our biosphere.
Correct. And they regenerate the soil and it lowers the carbon footprint and blah, blah, the list goes on.
Yeah, it goes on and on. Yes. And this show is about that. And that's what the term green renaissance that I referenced in the beginning of the show is about. Your bio mentions methods of water solubility and bioavailability of cannabinoids. Can you unpack these processes for us? Why are cannabinoids important and how is water solubility and bioavailability of cannabinoids notable?
Great question. So water solubility and bioavailability are really two separate things, but they do interconnect. So bioavailability is the amount of the active ingredient that makes it to the bloodstream. So if you were to take 1,000 milligrams and inject it directly into the bloodstream, that would be 100% bioavailability. Of course, you can't do that. Nobody does that. What we do is we ingest it, and when our body ingests things that are not water soluble, which are oil-based compounds, or what we're talking about here, or lipophilic compounds, which is what cannabinoids are, they are oil, and that oil has to be processed in our water-based body. So as our body processes the oils, generally the enzymatic process, the first pass or metabolism of the liver, knocks out anywhere between 80 and 90%, even more in some studies, up to 96% or more, depending on the drugs, but I'm talking about cannabinoids. So it knocks out about 80, 90% plus of the active ingredient. So if you ingested 100 milligrams and you got a bioavailability of 6%, which, by the way, a recent study just published showed that the bioavailability of THC through edibles is, in fact, 6%. So I've been out teaching. It runs between 5 and 20, dependent upon delivery methods. And this recent article said 6%. So let's say it's 6%. That means you get 6 milligrams out of 100. So water solubility increases the amount of the availability by getting through the liver in a better fashion. Numbers can get all the way up to, most recent reports, 3.3 times 6%, or about 20%. And water solubility is the taking a oil and putting it into the same phase as water. And this can be done by a variety of methods. There are liposomes and emulsions and surfactants, all things that would encompass or surround the cannabinoid molecules to bond with the water. And there are varying technologies in the industry offering those different technologies, as well as a nanotechnology, which makes the molecules extremely small, but that still requires a surfactant or emulsifier in order to make it water soluble. And that's really a good synopsis on water solubility and bioavailability, I think.
Okay, my guest is Keith Butler from OP Innovates. We're gonna take a brief break and come right back for our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Hempire, a show dedicated to exploring the many potential therapeutic uses of the cannabis plant. Once a cornerstone of healing and now making a heroic comeback, cannabis has the potential to promote health and well-being, bring the body back to homeostasis, and foster recovery for a healthier way of living. Hempire focuses on a diverse range of serious health issues, presenting views ranging from those of patients and their loved ones through those of researchers and medical professionals. Welcome to Hempire.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We are back on Hemp Present with Keith Butler. Keith, you know, other than the work that you're doing, what do you find most exciting and promising about the current state of cannabis industry these days from a scientific point of view?
My most favorite thing is one of my old school buddies, Joe Hickey, and my partner, Annie Rouse, put hemp into space. And at this point, we are able to literally learn about the effects of zero gravity on hemp seeds, which I find just incredible. So I know we're moving into the future, and that excites me beyond comprehension.
Wow. So, you know, cannabis isn't only taking over the planet. We may be taking over the universe at some point. I like that
idea.
We
went to space. Yeah, it's so cool.
As you know, Keith, with Hemp Fest, 29 years Seattle Hemp Fest, I have had the pleasure to introduce and work with really just a kind of a who's who of folks in the cannabis movement and industry. And you also have collaborated with some of the original cannabis rights activists. On what projects and who have you had the opportunity to collaborate with over the years?
Wow. I'm so blessed and fortunate to know the people that I do know. Most of my collaborations are covered by, you know, NDAs and this and that, but I'd love to talk about it. So,
Who can you disclose?
Why? Well, I'm good friends with Steve D'Angelo. So I met him first in 1979, if you can imagine.
Wow.
I know. And as I fell into hemp in the 80s, I ended up being a vendor to Steve for his company Ecolution.
Yep.
That ran here in Virginia. That company was on the East Coast, and I was blessed to have literally been brought up by the father of the cannabis industry for an understanding of my understanding of the plant. And I learned a lot of respect for the plant from that guy. And Steve and I are friends to this day. We were actually just chatting on July 4th. I went down to the Smoke Inn in Washington, D.C., which we've been doing for, he told me, in 1972. And I started in 79, and literally it was all fenced off where our permits are, and there were no permits allowed for the festivals. Everything was blocked off, but I went and smoked in the three places that we've had locations and felt great, and we were there. So the legalized movement was still there, and I got to tell the park police to mark it down in the books, we're here. So, but collaboration with these guys, Joe Hickey's another great friend of mine. He's one of the original hemp activists. He's been there from the very beginning. He even pushed the whole legalization of hemp from Mitch McConnell into reality. And we talk regularly. We're able to discuss our successes and failures and what works and what doesn't. And there's a lot of things that we're able to work together with people in the industry. So I'm very blessed, to say the least, to have grown up where I grew up and spent time with the people that I did. Even Eric Stenstra, he from Boat Hemp, he mm-hmm. was there in the 90s with me as well.
Nice.
So just
and of course,
yeah.
Steve D'Angelo has done such renowned work with Harborside in the Bay Area.
He's the most
forefront.
Amazing guy.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he's brilliant. He's managed to be a hippie stoner, a business genius all at the same time. You serve on the board of Pink House Charities, a veterans assistance cooperative dedicated to bringing a new level of wellness care for our veterans, which is so important and one of the pet peeves of this show. How does the organization bring a new level of care for veterans?
So Pink House allowed me to work with, I fell into the retired SEALs Association and retired Navy. There is no way to provide our products to a active duty military personnel without them being court-martialed and shut down and actually charged for the crime, which is very sad, and we're working to change that. But that gave me a pathway to be able to work with these retired military associations. And for the past couple of years, I've been developing products with them. They know inflammation better than anybody. These guys understand inflammation and pain. And when I'm able to work with them on products, and what the foundation did was it allowed me to do it all for free. So I've been able to provide all these products to all kinds of military personnel, retired, that has brought relief to a bunch of people. And we still do it to this day. We work on it all the time. And to me, it's incredibly valuable that I get to help the military and understand the efficacy of the products we're creating and what works better than what doesn't.
And so, of course, you know, there's just so much TBI or traumatic brain injury and combat related injuries and also conditions our vets are struggling with.
Oh, it's insane.
And we just have to get them access to cannabis, hemp.
They don't have the access, which is why I needed to get it to them. And then what this association allowed me to do was to be able to get it to people because, you know, they can talk to each other. And so what we did was set up a means for them to get it, and we funded it. And, you know, it's great. It helps these guys, and we learn all the time as to what's helped. You know, I'll tell you one real cool thing we learned. We ended up calling a vaporizer first line, and that was a military term for first line of defense, realizing that when these guys get really pushed mentally, that just a quick hit on a vape can calm them down from a state that may not be manageable. So
nice.
I mean, that alone, that discovery, and realizing the tools of how to work with these guys, that discovery alone is tremendous. And so that's where Pink House came from, and I'm so grateful to have been allowed to do that.
Great work. We have under 4 minutes to the next break, and I want to give you a chance to talk about your products. Can you briefly touch on Hemp Mellow, Overcome, and tell us what NDS technology is?
Sure, I'd love to. So Hemp Mellow is my brainchild. Well, let me start with NDS. So NDS stands for Nature's Delivery System. So all this talk we've done about bioavailability and water solubility, in 2017, I filed a patent for a water solubility method, which increases bioavailability and efficacy. And the method that I discovered was a molecule that was evolutionarily designed to bypass the liver's first pass metabolism, so a mother could pass on lipophilic compounds to her young without degradation. So we discovered this incredible method to get through the system and created processes for it and filed a patent for it. And that is Nature's Delivery System. So NDS goes through the intestinal walls, the thoracic system, and the lymphatic system before it goes into the bloodstream, which it then goes into the body and the cells, and then it goes back into the bloodstream and comes to the liver. So we are able to deliver the compounds throughout the body. We don't have clinical testing yet due to a number of regulatory hurdles, to say the least, but we do know that our efficacy is really fantastic. So Hemp Mellow leverages NDS technology with 0.29 THC and a solid 3/4 gram dose, which brings us in around 2 milligrams of THC per capsule with this excellent delivery. So generally, 1, 2, or 3 capsules equals a recreational dose of cannabis to the user. And it is giving us an incredible relaxation. We're marketing it as relaxation in a bottle because going through the intestines and into the bloodstream without going into the liver, the delta-9 THC does not convert to 11-OH THC. At least that is our belief. And with that said, the effects of delta-9 are different than the converted effects of 11-OH, which people seem to find very relaxed. So Overcome is the same technology. Is the same technology leveraging all of the other cannabinoids in a brand designed to overcome life's daily challenges. And we have a website up for Overcome. It's Overcome Every Day, but with only one E. And all of our there about life's challenges and products we are based on the NES technology. So Overcome is a helpful brand, and Hemp Mellow is the relay brand. And there's more brands to technology, that's for sure. So,
excellent.
I think that's, yeah, thank you.
And can people find out about these from opinnovates.com as well?
Well, so we have a variety of websites because we're all over the industry.
I gotta go to break, and we will touch on that and give people those URLs here in just a minute. I'm talking to Keith Butler. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back for our final questions and including that info.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hemp Present. Hang loose. We're coming right back. Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
Trends in technology, processes and products. We cover these areas and more on the cutting edge of cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The cutting edge of cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with Keith Butler. Keith, you have traveled across other continents, including Asia, South America, Africa. What can you tell us about how those societies embrace cannabis? What did those travels reveal to you that you consider most notable? And also, is there just anything that we haven't covered that you would like to add to leave our listeners with?
Sure. Well, I love traveling. Traveling broadens the mind and lets you see cultures and have a greater understanding of the world. So it's incredibly important. And I've been fortunate enough to travel all over the planet. I have smoked hash in Christiana, and I have been in a cave in Petra with a bunch of Bedouins, which are the original tribes of the Bible. And I can tell you the one thing that is common is the bond of the plant. And whenever you're with these people, the bond overpowers everything else. So cannabis is an incredible bond that spreads globally. As far as what I'd like to get out there, I'd love to get out our educational website, thinkhempythoughts.com. Think Hempy Thoughts is our repository for information and our brands, as well as the Anslinger conspiracy, which we, Annie Rouse did the podcast of. It's available on that site. Our brand names are hempmellow.com and overcomeeveryday.com with one E. But what I really want to get out before I go is I'm also a big supporter of the Last Prisoner Project, and that's lastprisonerproject.org. And that project was spearheaded by Steve D'Angelo. And the goal is to get every last person who's in jail for cannabis out of jail. And all of us are participating in this incredible new world, and there's still people sitting in jail. And to me, that is the single most important thing that anyone who's in the industry can do, is to put their time, some effort, or some cash into reparations to help these people get out of the trouble that they're still sitting in jail. So I just can't push that enough. LastPrisonerProject.org, and please donate if you can. Everybody, no one should be in jail for cannabis while we're out here making a living and doing podcasts with it. It's just not right. So that's what I really want to get out. And check out Hemp Mellow and Overcome. The products are incredible, but it's not about the products. It's about the plant. And we're here as dedicated stewards and servants of the plant. And you can count on us to bring you the truth and do the right thing with the products and the plant. So I appreciate having the platform today to reach your audience and you taking the time to speak with me today. So thank you, Vivian.
Thank you, Keith Butler from OP Innovate. So much for being on the show, my friend. Good luck.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature of HempRescent on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. Unquestionably, this drug is very useful to the artist, activating trains of association that would otherwise be inaccessible, and I owe many of the scenes in Naked Lunch directly to the use of cannabis, and that's the late American author, visual artist, and beat generation icon, William Burroughs. That includes this installment of HempRescent on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more Reefer Repartee and Cannabis Confabulation with some special Hempo Sapient on a journey to justice, when we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.